Hi, I'm Ed Meyer, and you're listening to the Business Forward podcast. Business Forward helps local business leaders fix Washington by bringing Washington to them. Subscribe to our podcast to hear conversations between policy experts, elected officials, and local business leaders about important issues like climate action and affordable health care. We've put together an 8 Rules episode on how to speak with your local media. Please look for that on the podcast series. We've also put together a few short episodes on how to talk to your neighbors, your colleagues, what to expect from them, what kind of tough questions they might fire your way. We hope you enjoy these helpful tips. Jim, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Jim, what advice do you have for business leaders who want to get involved in fixing the schools in their community?
Well, let's start with the good news. It's comparatively easy to have a big impact. School board meetings and hearings don't attract big crowds. It's usually a handful of people. If you show up and you testify, you will have an impact. Second thing is, business leaders are among the most trusted experts in the room when it comes to K-12 education. K-12 education is about a lot more than getting a job, but most parents, administrators, and board members listen carefully to what local employers have to say.
So that sounds easy peasy, man.
Then there's the bad news. The bad part is education reform can be a very contentious issue. I'm on a charter school board. I believe they're having a very positive impact on my city's schools, but there are a lot of my neighbors who disagree. Nationally, I see teachers' unions as a force for good, but a lot of my neighbors don't. You tend to get into very, very emotional arguments when you talk about these things. So what we do is we recommend that business leaders focus on what they know, the skills they need, the new hires that they employ to have.
And that's really where the future of work comes into play, right? I mean, this is business leaders talking about the skills they need in order to grow the economy.
Yeah, and this is a big surprise for us as we were doing this work, because we've done hundreds of briefings on education reform with business leaders around the country, and we've spent a lot of time looking at the future of work this last year. And if you look at what employers need and how the workplace is changing, you have a roadmap for how to fix our schools. And it's a roadmap that works for all sorts of different kinds of schools.
So what are those skills that they're looking for?
Well, there are three basic kinds. The first are tech skills, like basic coding. You've got soft skills, like teamwork. And then you've got character-based skills, like a strong work ethic or grit.
How does that compare to 20 years ago or so? What kind of skills employers are looking for? Is that, you know, how greatly different are those skills?
We've been struggling with automation in a very serious way for about 20 years. And the thing to understand about automation is, as jobs are destroyed by robots and algorithms, new jobs are created. And the result is that the community's job mix can change dramatically. Now, if a displaced worker gains new skills, she can move up in the economy and get a job that pays more than the one she lost. But if she can't get that, she doesn't have access to the training or can't move to get a different job, then she's stuck shifting to a low-skilled job that robots and algorithms just can't replace, like being a home health aide. And the problem with those low-skilled jobs is they don't pay as well as the higher-skilled ones.
So how are jobs in America changing?
First, jobs are demanding more complex skills. By 2030, workplace demand will increase by 60% for technological skills, 40% for creativity skills, and 33% for entrepreneurship. On top of that, the change is going to be constant. The average American will have at least 12 different jobs between the ages of 18 and 50. They're going to have to become lifelong learners, constantly looking for new skills to add to their repertoire in order to maintain their marketability.
So, Jim, in 2016, Donald Trump campaigned on bringing back jobs from overseas. So why don't we just do that?
The problem with bringing back the old jobs is that most of those jobs didn't really go overseas. They got automated out of existence. President Trump started a trade war to bring back steel jobs. But half of the world's steel jobs have disappeared over the last 50 years. Why? Because automation has made steel workers 6 times more productive. So we're producing a ton of steel. We're just doing it with half the workers. So when you start a trade war to bring back these jobs, first you should check to see whether they're still around. It doesn't mean that automation is necessarily bad. It creates all sorts of new opportunities. There are plenty of jobs in manufacturing that are higher skilled. And one estimate from Deloitte, a firm with which we do a lot of work, estimates that we could see 4.6 million new jobs in manufacturing that require higher skills. And the risk is that about half of those jobs could go unfilled because we don't currently have the people with the skills necessary to fill those jobs. It's a potential $2.5 trillion hit to our economy. And the big concern is if we can't fill those 2.4 million new jobs with high-skilled workers, those jobs are going to move overseas. So we can't bring old jobs back, but we've got plenty of new good jobs here. We just need to fill them.
So leave us on a positive note here, Jim. What should we be doing? What kind of smart public investment should we be making to really prepare for the future of work?
Well, the great thing is that a lot of the new jobs that are being created don't require a four-year degree. And that if we re-engineer vocational training in K-12, we will increase the number of students who stay in school, we'll increase the number of students who graduate, we'll make it easier for them to get high-paying jobs, we'll help them avoid unnecessary college debt for degrees that they don't need, and the future of work is providing the roadmap. We know what students need: basic technical skills, the ability to learn continuously, teamwork and good judgment, and self-reliance. We know that internships and apprenticeships work, and thankfully more college isn't necessary. So that's the good news.
Jim Doyle, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and we appreciate all your advice.
Great to be here.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. For more information on Business Forward programming, visit businessfwd.org. The Business Forward podcast is a production of Business Forward, hosted by me, Ed Meyer, and Jim Doyle. Produced and engineered by Alexia Lipman and Alex Passanen. Special thanks to our Director of Programming, Jana Platt. Thank you for listening. See you next time.